Wow. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Saturday. That's the first Saturday of the month where we celebrate the previous month and wins. And we're excited to have you on today.
And today is Kentucky Derby Day. So I was remembering that song. Do you guys remember the Run for the Roses song? We used to raise a purebred Arabian horses, and wow, Run for the Roses as fast as you can.
Yeah, we had a black stallion who could run.
Chance of a lifetime and a lifetime chance. Wow, how exciting. An exciting day, but it's exciting for all of us because of the opportunities that we have in Niken to feel better, to help other people to feel better. And I think I put the quote on the email I sent out. You know, Zig Ziglar said, we can have anything in life we want if we help enough other people get what they want. And, you know, that's what we do with Niken. We help other people get the things they want, like better health and more energy and a chance to make a difference, do something really important, to be able to earn money from home, to earn additional income or to have a career. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff.
Sounds like the golden rule to me.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I'm glad you guys are on this morning, and we're really glad that you're on our team and that we're all you know, working together because being on a team really makes a difference. Supporting each other and encouraging each other, and we are really, really excited to have you on this morning because this is the day we celebrate all the wins from April, and there's a lot of fun things to celebrate. So, Zach, are you ready? We'll celebrate like our top sponsors and top retailers, the ones people that have the most customers, the top personal group leaders. So that's the top PGV. New consultants, people that did events, like we've had the, our weight loss management. There's been the product launches, and there's the active wellness tours, and just so much to celebrate, so many victories and so many. And all of you that just went to Orlando to the convention, so many ahas, breakthroughs, a vision, big vision. And that's where it all starts, is with vision. And so it's going to be a great morning here.
If we miss something to celebrate, you guys put your hand up or something, and you can always raise your hand with 5-star so we know that you want to comment.
I do have one announcement. One announcement is I saw an email come through. You know how Dave Johnson has every Saturday morning Stump the Doc at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And this morning it's going to be Dr. Herbert Patino. And I don't know if you've heard him speak before. He's a doctor also. And I've heard him several times. He has a heart and passion for Niken and for prevention, you know, what Niken's all about, doing the things every day, drinking the water, having good sleep, drinking our KVB, taking our J Greenzymes, all those things so that not only can we get better from things, but we can prevent having various scary things happen to us. So I think you would just love hearing Dr. Patino talk, and so he'll be on at 8 this morning Pacific time, and Dave always records it, so if it's not a good time for you, you'll be able to catch him later.
And I'm not sure about the pronouncement of his name. Some people say Patino, and some people say Patino, so I'm not sure.
Because he's from where? Where is he from?
Latin America.
Yeah, Latin America. Colombia, I think.
Colombia, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, number one in the top 10 is Tina Davidson, and we're going to hold her off because she's selling the house, and it's going to have a showing today. And
woohoo! Oh my goodness!
She's got to
clean up quick. All right, I know about that.
And get on the call. Number two is Ron and Pam Martins, and they're at
the Kentucky Derby, all dressed up like super fancy. Pam sent us a picture of her, not of of Ron yet, but I know last year they sent pictures of both of them, and man, they do it to the top, man. Just, you know, like they do with me, Ken. I mean, they've got passion for the Derby too, so that's pretty fun. Anyway, congratulations, Ron and Pam, for just being such tremendous. You know, always sharing the Ken, sharing from the heart. So, yay, guys.
So we're going to jump right to Ruth Lowe.
Woo-hoo! Ruth, good morning.
Lowe, was just recognized Tuesday on the Zoom with Ben Woodward and, wow.
Right. He was saying how awesome you did at the, you know, speaking at the in Orlando at the convention, and you got a standing ovation, and oh my goodness, so now you're famous.
Ben was too kind. He came over to hug me at the end and said, did you see the standing ovation? I said, heck no, I was so nervous I couldn't wait to get off stage.
Well, yeah, you're pretty soft, Ruth.
Oh, voice-wise, yeah.
Yeah, I think. Is that because everybody's
better
in your house?
Yeah, that's way better.
Sorry, I had you on speaker. Yeah, so, yeah, for us, you know, we are just very blessed to consistently have our authorships, and so it's the authorship that keeps us going. I mean, way back we were taught authorship is your check, right, and everything else is your commission. So where people take our authorship because they know it helps them feel better. And we have people on our authorship from 17 years ago that are still on. So authorship is a wonderful thing.
It really, really is, yes. And I noticed that some of those customers, I recognize the names from way back when.
What would you like to say about Orlando? I mean, did either what you talked about on stage or an aha, a takeaway, something that you feel is really going to make a difference for you in your business?
I think the biggest thing in Orlando was meeting the and listening to the stories of the Latin America leaders, these amazing young women, so do it from the heart and have helped so many people. And they're just full of energy, and they're just really, really amazing. One of them said to us, you know, 10 years ago, you guys in America came to us and taught us how to do this business. And today we've thrived because of that. And now it's our turn to come back. And for them, it's like paying it forward, coming back to teach us. And it's just, it was wonderful. And because Ben Woodward did the event this year, the whole energy was completely different. And having Kim Woodward there with baby Oliver was also incredible. It was just so wonderful to have that family pillar seen. So, it was so apparent that, and Diamonds and Royal Diamonds, anybody was holding baby Oliver. He was the best baby in the world. I was on stage, and all of a sudden Kim turns around, hands me the baby, and he just looks at me and just smiles, and he was like, he was amazing.
Wow.
So I just think the whole feeling. The other thing that Ben did, he said up front that, you know, we were here to learn and be together, and he really strongly encouraged people not to go in and out of the room. You know, in other events, people leave and talk outside or whatever. Everybody stayed in. Everybody was – it was just that whole feeling of being one big cohesive group was incredible. I've never felt that like that. You know, we always feel the love, but everybody was in the room. When people spoke, we just, you know, it's interesting because we were like, didn't even go to the bathroom until there was in between, you know, heard them go back. We had breaks, he scheduled breaks in between. So the whole flow of everything was really wonderful. And just, and we got to get together with our other teammates from your team, you know, Jack Enzyme group. So that was really nice. I love Orlando because they had that food court that was huge and beautiful, and you can get a whole bunch of tables. So, you know, 15, 20 of us can get together, which is really nice. So yeah, it was. Robert did record my talk. We just haven't posted it, so we will get that out to you. I talked about contact inviting. And honestly, I learned it from you guys, from Eric Worre, Ben Woodward, all in Latin America, people I interviewed. So it was, for me, it was a huge learning experience. So, I had a lot of fun, and it really was amazing. So everybody needs to go to San Antonio. Tickets are up for sale already. About a third of the blocks are already gone. So should go to the website, and at the Royal Alliance, we'll have the link. Wait, one
more.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, they're available, and they're so reasonably priced, you guys. When you look at other events out there, I was listening to a call with a guy who's really into personal development and just really incredible. I mean, really awesome. And they're putting on a big event. And the tickets are like this is the early bird price. It's like $259 per person. And
one person.
One person. And then they have a VIP pick, and it's $699 per person, and that's the early bird price. I mean, you guys were so lucky to have.
Yeah, it's just the pricing is $395 for five tickets, and then what happens is as a consultant, your ticket is free. But this is the challenge that Rick Murphy threw out there, or actually not a challenge, it's an opportunity. He looked at some of the diamonds and royals and said, okay, I'm going to make the commitment right here from stage, and I don't think he can discuss it with any of them. He just said, I am going to pay whoever brings five new people, guests or people that join from May 1st forward, whoever brings the most, he will hand them $1,000 cash.
Wow.
So we're like, wow, that's a lot of money. So, I mean, the tickets are very reasonable. $395 for five tickets is very reasonable.
Yeah, so that makes them under $100 a piece. So, I mean,
$80 a piece.
Yeah.
Well, and if you go yourself and you bring five people, now the tickets come down that much less. So it's really for the event. And we have that same venue, which we will not have next year. And Rick Murphy has a completely lineup planned. It's going to be like a show style. It's a, and I don't watch TV, but he's referencing certain TV shows and stuff and how he's going to do it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And he's so funny. He's just, the energy is going to be great. Mike DiMucci was amazing. And it was a really incredible event.
And $1,000, okay, so it's for the person that brings the most new people, right? The people that have sponsored in.
Or guests, right. Anything after May 1st. And, of course, we'd have to substantiate it, you know, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is so exciting, you guys. $1,000. I think let's all run for the roses, man. Let's do it.
Wow, and Ruth, one of the things that you did for us that was really special, we didn't go. Karen had a physical challenge during that time, and I stayed home, too, with her. And Ruth went around when our team was all together and did a video with each person in the group, and they all said hi and hope Karen's feeling better and we're praying for you and all that stuff all the way around. So that was a very, very special thing. Ruth and everybody that commented, thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, we had an amazing group there, and to be able to be together and hang out together and learn from each other and just get to know each other sitting at lunch and dinners and stuff was wonderful. Yeah, so we're very blessed to be in this business. Can't hear about corporate America.
Yeah, so blessed to be in this business. And I think, you know, every one of us that's on this call, let's all go to San Antonio and bring team with us, bring new people with us, bring team that. Anyway, what do we have for our challenge for our group? We could have 100 people there, I bet, from our team.
Yeah, we need to have a lot, guys.
Yeah, that is.
Big events are critical, and this October event is, you know, like the main event of the year. So you just have to focus on that. This one we can't miss. And
I think if you go now to look, airfare is actually quite reasonable. Don't wait till the last minute. We are looking for our airfares to San Antonio. So they're looking pretty good right now. So I'm
good.
Take a look.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. And also the hotel rooms, and you can always book, blocks, and they do get sold out. So it's good to get those early. And there's just so many hotels. There's just so much.
Rick could not get the Marriott again, so what he did was, I think he got two or three around the Marriott that were more reasonable.
Okay. And there just is. There's a ton of places to stay there, so, I mean, you can look.
And a ton of places to eat. It's so convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very convenient. It's easy to walk. So, yeah, it's a great place. Great place. Thank you, Ruth, and congratulations, you and Robert. Woo-hoo!
Again, always...
Yes.
We count on you being in the top 10.
You are awesome, you Ruth Lowe. Woohoo.
Okay. Next is Nancy Clyde. Nancy, of course, you were at the event too. Congratulations.
Hello, are you there?
Yes. Yes. Woohoo. Yay,
oh, I, your voice just went away. I thought I'd lost connection. Okay. All right, well, yes, it was a fabulous event, and Ruth was on that stage so many different times. It was fabulous. Ruth, you're just awesome. Being yourself and communicating and all is just, you're wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, I didn't realize the 1,000 from the stage was for new people who had joined. I thought it was just getting visitors there or whatever. So that's a good clarification for me. And the event, you know, Brody Craney just does a great job of laying out what we're supposed to be doing and all. And how you launch matters. And he said, what's in your toolbox? And I made a list, and I'm just going to read these off. He said, first of all, as we all know, we need to have our why. And then we match what we want to accomplish, our goal, with the comp plan. And I'm telling you, his way of explaining it, if you listen to the end of his most recent video on YouTube that covers KVB digestion and the cleanse detox, it's very simple. You know, one person, I mean, you don't, none of us want to be this slow, but one person a year and what happens with that. And if you want to speed it up, then you just speed it up. But it really gets it into my head. goals, small ones along the way, and then the big hairy, who was that said the big hairy, what, BHAG? Awesome goal or whatever. Anyway, then timeline, when am I going to get silver done? And right away is a good place to put it. Now, I have back burner items here. I have no idea what that is. Family buy-in, yes. You must have the family supporting you and have little goal is reached. So, okay, we're all going out for ice cream or we're going to go spend tonight, you know, going to a movie or whatever. And then put blinders on and create your path of action and go for it. Me being in fourth place, I'm really surprised. When I headed off to Orlando, you know, it really did cut our month short. And I was below 1,500, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I am not going to make this. And that was a terrible thing for me to think. Don't anyone think with a knot in it. But anyway, I just kept watching it and looking. And it was very interesting. It kept climbing up, and ultimately it went, well, you know, over 2,000 for my personal group. Yeah. Anyway, and what I took away, it was what I was thinking about when I went to Orlando and when I left, the same thing was, someone said, communication is retention, and I guess we're talking about both consultants and customers. And I thought, you know, I have really not done a good job of communicating with everyone. If someone, I knew their filter was needing to come up to be replaced or something like that, I would communicate with them. But I wouldn't just call and say, hey, what's going on in your life? You know, what can I do for you, et cetera. And so the big takeaway for me was, okay, Nancy, you need to be more on point every month, weekly, contact some customers. So because of my lack of contact, I have a lot of people that take it upon themselves to go ahead and order. They're not dependent on me to remind them or to say, hey, what about your order? Or, hey, what do you need to order? And then me doing it, which is wonderful. I want that freedom ultimately. But there are those others that aren't going to do anything unless I call them. So it was those customers that were just, oh, wait a minute, I need more bone health. I have one lady that buys it in 6-month lots. Well, she made her order, and some others made their orders. And I thought, boy, this is nice. Here I am with Edwina doing the thing with Tina and Edwina at her house, and then heading over to Orlando on Thursday. And it just kept going up. But at the same time, what about all those other customers? I have a lot of them. So I returned from Orlando. I didn't get home until Monday evening, like 9:30, 10:30, really, because I needed to go over and check on my mom. And on Tuesday, I must admit, I was in the dumps. I was exhausted. I was just in the dumps. And like I've shared with you before, I need to take action. I have to take action. And it wasn't an immediate decision nor immediate action that I took, but I finally was able to get myself to sit down with the phone, with the computer on, with my customer list, and I went through my customers, and depending on who they were, I would call, text, or email. Didn't email very many of them, but my first choice this time was to call. I wanted them to hear my voice. And so I went through, I think I called 25 or 30 customers. And one of them I spoke with, I think all the others, I just said, hey, wanted to check on you. I would look back to see what their last order was and comment on it or ask them how it was going or, hey, you might think about blah, 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 for, you know. Anyway, I heard from three the next day, and ultimately I had over 300 PV from those three, because I took action on Tuesday when I was in the dump, but I sat up, I put a smile on my face, and I called them so that they would hear the smile and the excitement in me about Niken and being there to help them. So my big takeaway, I mean, there was so much. It was fabulous in Orlando, but was, Nancy, you must be better at contacting your customers and your consultants, and most of my consultants moved over to customers, so they're practically one and the same in my mind. But anyway,
Nancy, that's a huge tip, and Ben Woodward on his Tuesday calls has talked about that a couple of times lately. I mean, communication and helping people to feel that, you know, you care about them, they're part of a team, especially your consultants. I mean, that's where retention comes in. And so, yeah, kudos to you. That's a huge tip for all of us that are on the call this morning.
And because of that focus and everything, your volume jumped up almost 1,000 points. So congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for the sharing. I see that number one
Woo-hoo!
Is on
there.
Oh my gosh. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Up at the house. But, Nancy, I'm glad I caught the last little bit of what you were saying, because I fully agree that Orlando was amazing. The learning opportunities were fantastic. Better than I've seen. Like, I always felt they were great, but this one just took it up a notch. And, just to get to know each other better was phenomenal. The brainstorming, the teaching each other and learning from each other. And I'm not sure if you're going over our big takeaway from Orlando, but there was a Royal Diamond. She made it in 6 years, and she was from Mexico. And she went over what she does with her team to keep everybody engaged. And that's something I've always struggled with, honestly. It was a very difficult thing to figure out how to keep the new consultants going and starting them up. And one huge takeaway I took from her, besides the fact she has internal contests, she has monthly meetings, quarterly meetings you have to qualify to be part of. The one thing I asked her is, what is one of the first things you do when you get a new consultant? And she said, I send them my first aid list. And we were all kind of like, huh? And she showed me, she sent it to me. I'm having it translated. But basically this list is everything that a new consultant would need, where to find, how to set up a new customer, how to set up a new consultant, the price list, everything you can imagine. It's about 20 documents long. And she has all of her new consultants download these files into their phone. So on the spur of the moment, someone says, how much is a MacBook? And they don't have to scramble. All they do is open up the document and go, oh, that's $49 and shipping and tax. So it just was wonderful to know kind of what she gives her new consultants to help them. So that was my big takeaway.
Yay, that is awesome. Thank you for sharing, and congratulations for being number one in the top 10. I was watching your volume through the month, and all of a sudden it jumped up. So,
yeah, it was that free shipping right at the end. I know Kathy. I'm not sure if Kathy's on the call, but Kathy had a sleep system ordered, and I had a customer order a sleep system, and it just at the last second, just boom.
Wow, how exciting. Well, somebody was on the call that I didn't recognize the number, and that person's gone now, so maybe it was her. Anyway, wonderful to have a new, somebody with a new sleep system. That's going to be a really big positive influence on her life.
And that came from the wellness tour. When we had the wellness tour here in New Jersey, she and her husband came to it and met up with me afterwards and said, you know, I really want to get the sleep system, but she just hadn't pulled the trigger yet. So I texted her right away and said, you're not going to believe this, but they just did free shipping and, you know, it will save you about $150. And we had to, but we have to place it before midnight on Saturday night, kind of. And she texted me at 11:30 on Saturday night.
Oh, my heaven.
I'm like, really? So, and thankfully headquarters was wonderful and knew that a lot of that was going to happen and said we could turn in our orders on Monday, which I did. But, yeah.
Wow, Tina, well, yeah, we're so proud of you. And one of the things, you know, Nancy was talking about, you know, how important it is to follow up with the customers. And one of the things that you've done, like all of your people with water systems, I mean, you make sure that they understand that they can be on auto ship like every 3 months or you know, that they don't have to remember or that they can just set up on auto ship. You've been really good about that.
And I just let them know that all of my customers do that because even as a distributor myself, I can't remember when my waterfall filter has to be changed. And therefore, you know, I just say it's so much easier to get that set up right away. You don't have to worry about it. No one is trying to change it. And it just shows up. And I've had maybe one or two people say no, but for the most part, about 98% of the people will say, absolutely, I don't want to have to think about it.
That's the other thing I noticed, Tina, looking at your volume with that big, long string of customers with water filters and air filters and stuff. So that congratulations. That's awesome, too.
And one of the things I think, I mean, that you've implemented, I've been meaning to implement it, but having a newsletter, I do send newsletters out to everybody, but I'm thinking that, like people that are getting the water, to remind them how important it is to have filtered water.
Yeah.
Like Jack just saw an article the other day. Do you remember what's that Popular Science? I mean, how bad the water pipes are in different parts of the United States and how problematic the water is. And, you know, if we just send articles like that from time to time to our people, our customers, they will remember why they're, you know, why they're filtering their water. Yeah, exactly. And then they'll stick with it, you know, and the same with the KBB or the bone health. I mean, if we send them articles to remind them why they're doing it, the benefits, I think, you know, it'll help with retention, people staying on.
Put it in your blog, like Tina does.
Tina does. Yeah, we'll be like Tina when we grow up.
Also, you know, what's interesting is the girl Diamond I was talking about, she said she only has 4 hours a day, 3 to 4 hours a day to do her business. So she's very precise in what she does because she has four kids. And she gets all of her customers on WhatsApp. And she said if she hears news like what you just said and she finds that article, she'll send it out to all of her clients at one time that just says, check out this article that I heard, or we have free shipping right now. Is there anything you've been holding off on, or whatever it is, Mother's Day is here. You know, the necklace is an amazing gift for your mother. Things like that, and it's just, she uses WhatsApp a lot. So I found that interesting, and I want to implement that also as another way to just touch the client, you know, the customers.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So, yeah, so let's, I know Brody Craney uses that with his consultants, but the idea to, set, you know, use that with customers, wow, that's really exciting. And we listened to, you know, Richard Brooke, the guy, the four-year career, we listened to a call. He was interviewing a gal from the UK that has, she's like sponsored 100 people a year for 3 years in a row. So she's personally sponsored like over 300 people and through social media primarily. But one of the things she does is she has a private Facebook group for her customers where people, you know, they comment and they, you know, they challenge each other. And I mean, that's something that we might, you know, want to look into and consider. So that's a thing that we learned of, like, last week or so.
Yeah. While you guys were at the event.
Yay, Tina. Congratulations. Number one in the top 10.
Yeah,
thanks. Bye, everybody.
You fired us up. Woo-hoo.
Okay. Lois Wilburn, you are next.
Yay, Lois.
Congratulations. Okay. And you were at the event, too.
Yay, Lois.
Yes.
Hello.
Speak up a little bit.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. We hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Good morning, everybody from Oakland. Yeah, the San Antonio event was the best ever. You know, at one point I almost thought about talking myself out of going, but I'm so glad I didn't. And I said, well, I have someone in my downline that's going to be there. I want to be there with them, too. So Tyra came, and we had the best time ever. Ruth was awesome. She is so, I mean, she showed no nervousness. If she said she was nervous on stage, there was none. But it was just great. Everything was so good. And I missed a group. Because the meeting that the group had, because I went back to the room, get a little rest, because I didn't get to sleep until about 3 a.m. Friday morning. So, anyway, it was just so wonderful. That's all I can say. It's just, you guys really missed the best one.
You missed the best one. We'll head for October.
Okay, great. Well, I have a whole lot to say, but everybody came away with a lot, and the energy or the synergy, whatever, it was just there, and I can't explain it. It was just better. It was just so good.
Well, one of the things, you know, just like Ruth Lowe said about, you know, Ben and Kim and baby Oliver being there. And
oh, yeah.
Trees, I mean, you just feel, I mean, it's a family. I mean, It's that's one of the things we love so much about Niken. It's a lifestyle, you know. It's not like you just go off to your business every day and you leave your family behind. It's a whole lifestyle. So,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. The baby was excited. He wanted to speak. He couldn't talk, but he was screaming with, you know, like with smile, like he wanted to talk. He screamed and waving his hands.
Yeah,
well, was on stage. He was so bad. Yeah. And the person that Sherelle that came with Tyra from New York, when we got there, she's, oh, are you coming to San Antonio again? That was her first event. And she said, no, I don't think I'm coming to San Antonio. By the time it was over, I will be in San Antonio.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Oh, yay. Yeah. We're so proud of you, Lois. I mean, going to the event for being in the top 10. I mean, you're just awesome.
Thank you, sweetie. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to. Let's see. Next is
Next is Margie, but she's in Hawaii.
We're on our way home.
No, we're sending them love and hugs. And then next is Bill.
Bill Cottle.
Yay, Bill.
And he was
Well, good morning. Yeah, I feel honored to be amongst such an illustrious group. It's great to hear everybody. Enjoyed being with Tina and Lois and Nancy and Ruth, and it was a great end time family reunion. My biggest takeaway, I think, was the opportunity to sit with the royals, and they had 20-minute breakout sessions where we were able to just sit down and ask them any question we wanted to, and you just rotate to the next table. So that's never happened before in my time with Nikan, and that was special. So I'm always grateful for Nikan giving us the opportunity to do things like launches. So this month's launch that we did, I've got 3 AutoShip 30-day packs that came out of it. So that's probably part of what helped to get me on this list. And then, of course, as Ruth said, there are so many people that have been on AutoShip, some of them, years. We've been in 18 years, and I think there are several on there that have been along that long. So it's just constantly, consistently persistent. And if there were more time, I'd tell a story on Lois because it was cute. But get through your list and then get back to me if you have time, or we'll do it another day.
Well, share, Bill. I mean, you've got exciting results with the weight loss, with the Everyday Weight Management Pack. So do you want to share your news?
Sure. And the easiest way to have people know what happened is just go to the Everyday Wellness Challenge Facebook page that Nikan's put up there. There's really only about 100-some people following it, but I just documented everything that I did, and I just basically made the commitment that I was going to do 2 shakes a day while at the convention, and I lost, starting the week before, but I lost a total of 10 pounds between the day that I started the program and the 15th day. And so I was pretty excited. I knew I was losing weight because I couldn't get a notch tight enough in my belt. But anyway, so, that was pretty exciting. If you want to read what happens, one of the things that I also did is talk with the person that was sitting next to me, and she used the 10-4, and I'm asking her permission to share her amazing testimonial. She took it at 8 in the morning and made it all the way till 2, and she says, I normally drink 200 to 300 milligrams of coffee or caffeine a day, and she was pretty impressed that she had that much energy all day long, and it was her first day doing a trade show, and she was extremely nervous. So if I get her permission, I'll publish that.
10-4.
Wow. Yeah, that's exciting. But losing 10 pounds that was 15 days?
15 days, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I mean, there's so many people out there that would like to do that. And so, again, it's like you did that Zoom, the Zoom presentation, and of course, we can do that again. Plus, of course, you recorded it. But the more that people learn about it and start realizing they can do it, I think we'll get more and more people coming on board. So that's exciting, Bill.
Yep. Bill's already won one of these.
Bill, tell us about the one that you won before, because I don't think lots of people know about that.
Oh, you mean way back. Yeah, so on the very first Body Balance contest, they did a similar thing where they had people submit photos and testimonials, and they just put them in the hat and draw them out. And so I'm sitting at a Boise, has a baseball team that's called the Hawks, and I'm sitting there with all of our kids and grandkids, and my phone rings, and somebody says, you won. And I go, what in the heck did I win? Well, I won $2,500 because they drew my name out as the person that had entered into the contest. And so that was pretty exciting. Could have they called it a wardrobe for those that lost weight. And I actually went out and bought a $750 Italian silk suit. Never would have done that in my life, but still enjoy putting it on and remembering what I did to do that. I lost some weight.
Yay,
wow, that is so cool, Bill.
Maybe you'll win another one.
Yeah. Well, in that story, I started it, like, I have to go back and find out. I started at like 2:30. And I got down to 195, and I've pretty much maintained 195 over the years, except for holidays. And so I started at 196 this time, and my goal is 180, and I'm at 186 this morning. So I plateaued a little bit since I got home, but, yeah.
And,
the
next,
way to go, Bill.
Way to go, Bill. And the huge win is, you know, it's so good for healthy longevity. I mean, you know, every pound that, you know, that you're closer to your, you know, the right weight for you.
It's 100 miles of blood
level. Yeah, it just means that everything else is going to work better, like blood pressure and cholesterol in your heart. And you know, you just, well, you'll have healthy longevity. So we are so proud of you, Bill. You're a great example.
Thank you.
We want to keep you around.
Yay, Bill!
I intend to live to be 100.
Woohoo! Hey. Everybody say yay, Bill!
Yay, Bill!
Yay, Bill!
Yay, Bill!
Woohoo!
Next is Carla Cook, and is she at the Derby too?
Well, she might be at the Derby. She was going to be on if she could. Let's see if you see her here.
No, I think she's at the Derby.
Okay, yay, Carla, being in the top 10.
Hey, Carla.
I'm at the Derby.
Edwina Theory.
Edwina! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh. What can I say? Everything that I would have thought to say has already been said. So I'm just going to tell you how good it was, how I felt seeing everybody. It was really old home week and meeting new and different people. Of course, my weekend started off so wonderfully, having Tina and Nancy here, and then it just kept on going. And, oh, my gosh, things happened to me that I was worried about, that I didn't have to worry about, and it had to be with, first of all, I couldn't find my ticket that I had registered on. So as soon as we get there, I see Dan, I see him with his wife and the baby, and I go up to them, and the baby starts smiling. Elvis just smiles all over. I'm trying to tell Ben my story. They're hugging and loving on me. And the next thing I know, he says, oh, Edwina, don't worry about anything. So I didn't worry about anything anymore. I took that away. I told Nancy, I said, wow, I looked forever for that, where they had sent my confirmation. The next thing is, I've been battling with this feeling of I'm not doing so well. What's keeping me back from progressing on, you know, finding those right people and talking to different persons? And I kept that to myself. I kept looking at other persons, and I must tell you, Nancy and Tina really did help me. I say that because somehow or another, when we get with each other, the things that you're feeling just seem to vanish. And I knew that unless this was going to be something I was going to do forever, and it just confirmed everything with my husband that if I wasn't doing this, I wasn't doing nothing. So now I'm at the round table, and I don't know what happened, but I'm at the round table with Ben, and it's 10 other persons sitting around, and I spit this out. It was my spirit from within, something that was bothering me. And he looks at me and he starts giving me the direction on what I need to do to get out of the slump, of what's next and how to get on Facebook. And he's going to give me certain questions to answer. And that has happened, and I'm on to that, and I'm feeling so much better, guys. I just enjoyed meeting everybody from Ruth, Robert, and the whole time that Ruth was on stage and there she was doing her spiel, I was holding on to Robert. Robert looked at me like I was crazy, but I was feeling the love so much. But I think I have a new friend in him as well, because I told him, I said, Robert, she's so good. She makes me want to cry. It was just that feeling. It was so enjoyable to be around everyone and to have every day lifted up and all of those anxieties just wiped away. So I'm on the track for going to San Antonio and bringing 5 new persons.
Yeah, you're a shining light, Edwina. And yes, and you know, you just brought up something so important. You know, being there with team and sharing your feelings like that, and then team lifts you up, you know? And then other times other people are down, you lift them up. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's so important. And you're just a shining light, and we just appreciate you so much.
Thank you for that.
Yay,
buena!
All right, Edna.
Okay,
Naya.
Tyra,
yes, Tyra. Oh, we can't forget Tyra.
Andrew. All right, Tyra. Congrats.
Are you there?
Yeah, we can kind of hear you, but not really. Can you talk louder or take it off speaker? Or Tyra.
Anyway.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We hear a little
real
click.
Faint, just real faint. I'm on myself, and I'm in the process of.
Well, for some reason.
Yeah, we have a little bit. Yeah, just a rough, you know, to a college time when I
No.
I think the connection, it just like we get every second syllable or something, it's really blippy.
Hello? We really can't.
Oh, Tyra, you were there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. I think we can hear you. Try talking again.
You know?
Yes, no. I think so.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to say I was very surprised to hear I was in the top 10, but excited. But, wow, so great. I just feel that I'm building on everything that has occurred since the beginning of the year, you know, with Mike DiMuccio coming to support Sherelle. Sherelle's on the line. She had her first launch before, and I supported her with that. And then the launch that Tina had in New Jersey, it really motivated me. So I didn't know anybody in this area, feeling like I was by myself. So now I feel connected. And going to Orlando, oh, my God, met so many more great people, and it was just extraordinary. For me, Orlando, I had only been to Vegas once. That was about 3-4 years ago. And then San Antonio was really my big first event, and I loved it. I loved San Antonio, but Orlando was something special. I felt like we got the nuts and the bolts that we needed, and connected with people, very personal. I think one of the big highlights for me was going from round table, and we had the leaders sitting at maybe about 10, 20 tables, and every 20 minutes you could move to a different table and just sit and talk to the leader and ask all kinds of questions, and it was just wonderful. It was just really extraordinary. And then my human being more that day was my first session. And I invited a cousin that lives in Tampa to come. All I knew, she has MS and was in a wheelchair. And her daughter brought her, and she was able to participate from noon on. And everybody in my group just loved on her, gave her all kinds of products to try. Her pain disappeared in a couple parts of her body. And she said, that's such a positive group. When's the next event? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So just really great. So I'm so blessed. And Lois and we had a good time, Sherelle, Lois and I, in our room, and everything was just wonderful, just wonderful. So definitely don't want to miss San Antonio.
Tyra, we're so proud of you. That is just totally awesome. I mean, wow. Yay, Tyra.
Thank you.
Okay, Naina.
Naina Marie, our angel.
Naina, you and Tyra had almost exactly the same volume.
Yeah.
So.
Yay.
We're glad to have you on the list.
And Naina, you're also our top sponsor. You brought Irma on board, and then she sponsored Sarah. So you're our top sponsor for the month too.
You want to step inside?
Okay.
I think your line's open, Naina. Can you talk?
Good morning, everybody. It's awesome to listen to everybody. I'm sorry I missed Orlando. I've been launching a new talk show, Angels Bring Miracles. It's what we do every day. We make a difference in people's lives. And I'm just going to honor the special people that are making a difference around the world in people's lives and to inspire others to do more. So that's been exciting. So I've been giving everybody a chance to be number one, but I'll be back. You know, I'm still working at it and working with a lot of people and interviewing people and finding out even those people need to be well as well. We always stay connected as long as we are guided and we pray and just look at the things that we can do to make a difference any way we can, whether it's for ourselves to be better and to be a reflection for someone else or just looking at the people that need something. I love what we do, and I'm just going to make it a lot easier for all of us because more people are going to want to do something special, and they'll look at what we do as well as something to make a difference in someone's life. So I'm excited. And
we're excited to have you on our team.
Yeah, Nina, that is very exciting. I mean, just think you'll be able to touch so many people, reach so many people that way.
Yeah.
And then, wow.
And the name of my show is Angels Bring Miracles.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Wow, I love it.
Thank you.
It's
funny. I've been praying, and I've been finding all the people that I need to stay in contact. And they're coming in from the camera people to the directors, producers. It's just all coming into place. Just when you pray, the power of prayer is just so powerful.
Absolutely. You are a wonderful example.
So yeah, when that's up and going, I mean, let us all know. We can plug in and listen. I know it'll be so inspiring.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're in production right now. I had a talk show almost 30 years ago, and everybody's been trying to get me to come back, and now I'm on a purpose.
Wow.
For a call. So.
Good. Well, you're going to make a difference, that's for sure.
We all do.
We all do,
that's for sure. We talked about that, you know, at the beginning of the call. I mean, that's...
We got one more thing, Karen.
When we make a difference, I mean, that's... All good things come from that, right? Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. So let's just go out and do it a lot, make some, you know, have some fun and make a difference in people's lives any way we can.
Absolutely. Yay, Nina.
Yay, team.
Yay, team.
Okay, so I'm going to read out the list of the top 10 retailers. So it is Tina Davidson, Margie Keller-Louis, Pam Barnes, Bill Cottle, Lois Wilburn, sounds like the same list, Ruth Lowe, Karen Willens.
Yay.
Janet and David Anderson.
And they're over, where are they? They're in Europe right now.
I forget. They're in Italy. Nina and Jack and Frank.
Nina Marie and Jack and Karen. We made it number 10. So, yay, team. Woohoo.
Yay, team.
All right, you guys.
Oh, you guys are so awesome. I think, Jack, can you open everybody's line and we'll also... I'll say yay, team.
Okay,
go, team,
yay,
go.
Yay, team, we're open. Thank you, everyone, for being on. We love and appreciate you.
You guys are totally awesome.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Go, team.
Yay, team.
Thanks, everyone.
Woo.
Go, team. Yay.
Thanks, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.